Ready for a podcast about sports and current events that's worth a damn? Well, you're in the right place. This is On the Clock Radio. Funny as hell, and they love to argue. Let's do the damn thing. You're listening to On the Clock Radio with Raul Lezcano, Reggie Edwards, and Tyrone Benson.
Nella nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton?
What's going on the clock, fans? Hey, man, it's been such a long time, but finally, me, Tyrone, we get it back on here, man. It's been a minute, new season. We got so much to talk about, man. I'm not even going to try to get you with every single agenda. Just know that we back, man. And they not like us, man. They not like us. Pull on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love. Oh, my God. Just make sure you hide your little sister from him. Here it comes. This is the one that killed Drake right now. Watch this. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. That fuck him up. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. Oh my God, he killed
Chris
him.
Browns.
He killed what?
He should have did Chris Browns.
No. Oh
Chris
yeah.
Chris Browns was hot.
Was it really?
You never heard Chris Browns?
I did, man. But you think it was hotter than that?
Hell yeah.
Listen, man. I was on Team Drake for a little bit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was on Team Drake. Listen to Drake.
Cause you're light skinned, bro. No.
I was like, damn it, we can't lose. Can't make us lose. No, man. It wasn't that. First of all, I thought Drake addressed too many people, man. Drake went at too many people at one time. Like, he was 20 different people. But
right.
I've never seen Drake have to battle an actual lyricist. You know, I didn't like Pusha T is a good rapper, I guess, but Kendrick is just a great lyricist. So I wanted to see what he can do. And I honestly thought a lot of the shit that Drake did was funny. I personally thought it was hilarious. I really did, bro. That joint was hilarious when he was talking that shit, man. But when this one came out, Not Like Us, oh, bro, I just started waving the white flag. It's a wrap. There's nothing Drake can do on this. Kendrick killed him.
That's why Quavo never came back. He's weak as hell, but yeah.
And again, it was just like a season of beef, though. Like, what? You know, Chris and Quavo, I don't listen to that stuff, man. That junk is... It was nice to hear Chris, you know, be mad or whatever, get upset, but...
I actually like listening to hearing Chris rap. Chris can rap.
What?
I like listening to him rap.
I guess, man. I was like, man, it's not too bad, I guess. But this was the most epic rap battle. How many songs did we get out of it? Like 10? 8 or 10 songs? Yeah. It was crazy. We got a whole bunch of... I mean, and some of them were 7 minutes long.
I know Rick Ross said he wasn't getting into it. He's like, for what? I'm a billionaire. I'm messing with a millionaire. I'm good.
Yeah, Rick, that's another one. That dude is crazy as hell, man. That dude was just crazy as hell. But there's been so much going on in sports, my guy, man. We missed a lot. A lot of people were asking me what happened to the podcast. I got so much emails, too, about it. But I was just like, look, it was just...
I lost groupies. I had fan club, my own personal fan club. They were asking me about it. Like, I'm not in control of it. If I'm not working podcast.
it was crazy, man. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, it's to tell the people what's going on. Like, you know, that HOA thing that I was telling you about a long time ago, I got caught up in that stuff, you know, having to pay for lawyers and things like that. So I was like, okay, that's taking up a lot of my time. So paying up all those lawyers, I went and got two jobs just to make sure I was able to take care of that portion of it. Got paid pretty good from it. Not too bad, but pretty good from it. Was able to recoup and rebound back. And then the kids and all. I mean, it was a whirlwind of shit, man. I just couldn't get a hold of nothing. You know what I mean?
And same here. With my son's football, no college visits. Just going, like, him committing to a school and then getting ready for prom and everything else. And then he graduates on Tuesday. And so it's like, Jeez, man. Yeah, I can't wait till all this crap is over.
That's what I'm saying. And everything's starting to die down, back down again. So I wanted to start things up. And, you know, I got a lot to talk about, but I just don't know how to put it in order. Like for instance, I'll give you one. So I started. Your Jaguars, yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars, not Tampa Jacks. There is no affiliation. We don't hold any copyright.
Not at all.
No. Well, that's what I was going to jump and tell you about, man. Freaking. So I decided to help coach my son's football team, man. And you know how you coach a football. Well, you know how when you start coaching a football team, you start evaluating rosters and start looking around and things like that. And so I went in and started getting some positions that we need to help fill. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I did not know. It was like a domino effect. One kid came, then another kid, and then he told two kids, and then two kids told three kids, and three kids turned six kids, and then I got like seven kids that came over. And it's like, what's going on right now? You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just a lot, man. It was just a lot. What is that, son?
I'm gonna move. It's my water softener. I don't know why.
Kicked on, huh?
I don't know why it came on. Nobody's using water right now.
You're good. You're
anyway,
good. But the kids came, and then I got hate mail from that too. That's that's another reason I didn't jump on here. I got hate mail from that, like jumping in my inbox, talking about how you recruiting these kids. I'm like, I didn't recruit anybody. I didn't recruit.
Yeah,
this shit came to me.
Recruiting kids.
Yeah, man. I didn't.
Not new football.
Well, my sons play football, and then he knows a lot of kids, and then those kids know kids, and then. You know, they you know how word spreads apart, like, oh, you want to come play with us, whatever. But the kids did. I don't, I'm too old to fucking like, hey, you want to come play for me? Like, I'm not doing all that stuff, man.
Exactly.
I got a million, you should have heard, I got a million, bro, no exaggeration, like, text message, oh, they playing for you? Who's it? And they, I don't know what they think, but I don't know children's names. Like, I don't keep a record mentally, like, oh, that kid and this kid, that kid. I don't know.
I know the good players' names.
Well, I mean, I don't keep up with it over here, man. It's first of all, this is like social media, like this is like social media fan clubs. You know what I mean? Like it's so watered down over here, bro. That junk, that these parents and these coaches.
That's why I got out of all the youth football groups, and stuff around here. Cause
I did too.
All they do is talk shit about the kids. Like,
yeah, and then
they're kids.
Well, then they're kids, and then when a kid plays somewhere else, they're mad. But if their favorite player, gets drafted and then turns around and goes to a different team, or a college player hits a college portal, they're like, yeah, see what he did? That's great. But when it affects them, they become bitter about this shit. And that's what happened. A lot of people got bitter. And
right.
Tyrone, it's going to get worse. You'll see me tagged in Facebook here in a couple months when they see what the type of kids are that are on this team. And it's a track team. It's a legit track team. So, I had that stuff going on, man.
The videos you were posting with your son, it's like, okay, so a lot of Caucasians out there, buddy. No team, no speed.
Well, those were the teams that, like, for instance, those were the teams that you played during the season. There's clips, and what I did was I didn't put them in order, so I didn't go from week one to week ten. I went to scrimmages, I went to the week nine, I went to week six, and I went to week four. I mixed them all in there, throughout them. So. But there's some teams that there's some games that we were in a dogfight but he just outshined them. He did pretty good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he did good, man. But he just doing that and then life and all that, it just took a long time. The one thing I saw that I wanted to talk about was, and we very rarely ever talk about, is the WNBA. Like, I want to talk about the WNBA. Like, I've never been excited to see the WNBA until this year. If that makes any sense to you. Like, I watched it before.
I'm not excited.
No, I am, because I want to see, Angel Reese caught my eye. Caitlin Clark, of course, caught my eye. The Las Vegas team, they caught my eye. I like their leader there, the female center. She's good.
Angie's, whatever name is.
Yeah, man. And
Ajayi.
Right. And I like watching. So, but now it's, WNBA, I don't know what they have to do to get excitement, though. Like you just said, I'm not excited. You should be a little bit, because I want to see what this Caitlin girl can do. She's struggling right now. She's struggling right now, but I want to see what she can do. I think she'll get it. I want to see if she's, how we look at college football when they come to the NFL. Is he a bust or not?
I want to see the same thing. When it comes to Caitlin Clark, I'm not going to sit here and BS and say she can't ball, because she can ball. But at the same time, like everybody's saying now, everybody's starting to say the same thing. It's like, yeah, it's easy to ball when you're playing Purdue and these teams, these girls that, you know, they're not going to get drafted.
Right.
And so now you're playing against the best of the best. And I mean, you saw her get picked yesterday and got her head knocked off.
She got cut across. She got fucked up. She got
but
hit
I
hard.
I mean, she got range. She can play. I think by midseason, I think she'll find her groove, and then she'll start dropping 20, 30 points. But at the same time, she can't do what she did at Iowa because she's not the primary ball handler. She's not the primary player because they're in the WNBA. All the girls can play.
Do you think they put a rotation too fast?
No, she's good. She's good where she's at, but I just don't think she's not going to score. Everybody looking for her to score 35, 40 points a game like she did in college. It's not going to happen.
Right, I agree with that.
Because she's not taking 30 shots a game or 25 shots a game. She's shooting, 14, 15 shots a game so far. And so, I mean, she's not getting her shot attempts, and it's hard to do that when you're playing with we're on the floor with four other girls that are good.
Right.
You know, you're not playing with Iowa, and you are Iowa, basically, and you just pretty much facilitate the whole team, but that's not her role right now. So,
but I mean, it'll take time to adjust, though. It'll take 2 or 3 years. Yeah. The good players take, a year, but maybe 2 or 3 in her eyes, because she does have potential.
I think it'd be midseason, she'll find her stroke, and then, I think in the Indiana Fever, which I think it's not a good team anyway.
Is the college lines different than the WA lines?
What do you mean?
Like the foul line. The three-point line. All the same, right?
It's the same, yeah.
So I wonder why she's struggling so bad.
Because they're actually playing defense on her now.
Well, that's true, too. Better defense.
Yeah. I mean, the girl from the Aces locked her ass down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why she only scored 9 points.
Well, then so did that girl from, what was it, the South Carolina girl. God, I can't remember her name when they were playing in that championship. She Caitlin had 20.
Oh yeah, the freshman, the sophomore chick.
Yeah, she had 23. Caitlin had 23 points in the first half. They made the switch. That girl didn't score again.
She had seven the rest of the game.
She locked her up quick.
Yep, and the reason why she didn't lock her down in the first half because she got foul trouble. So,
I still catch myself now more than I have before. Like, say, okay, let me catch a game. Which is what the WNBA really needs. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're all tremendous athletes. But, like, you don't get that push from, like, male audience because we have the NBA. You know what I mean? So you're watching that.
But also, they're making you pay to watch them play for the most part. Like, you can go to ESPN and watch NBA all day long.
Yeah, that's true.
Or ABC or NBC, whatever those channels they play, I'll watch it on ESPN. But, they don't have the marketing, how I feel. I mean, it's like, yeah, I would like to watch Caitlin Clark play one time, but yeah, put on ESPN. I'm not subscribing to another.
Streaming service. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just to watch a WNBA game. That's okay. I'm good.
For real, I agree with you, because it gets a bit much when you got like 55 freaking streaming services and shit. Yeah.
Right. I might as well just pay for cable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I got four now. I'm like, shit.
I agree, man.
And I only watch two. I only watch one really. Yeah. I got Paramount Plus, and I don't even watch Paramount. I got it so I can watch Top Gun.
That was it. Yo, but we're staying on the subject of basketball, man, and the transition from college to professional. You got Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, who is looking to be drafted. I saw the video. I don't know if you saw it, the video of where he went a minute straight or 2 minutes or whatever, shooting those three-pointers, 10 for 10 shots. It looked great. Because I have my thoughts, man, but I want to see if we agree. What do you think he's going to be like? Because I don't know, but it's a lot to fill the shoes of of LeBron James, your father, who was at 18 years old, was handed the keys to the Ferrari and, you know, was told lead the NBA. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But which in its fact, later on when we do another podcast, we just got to speak about LeBron James and how he's handled all that in his career. But as of right now, do you think Bronny's worth being drafted? Because, you know what everybody says and what LeBron said, he wants to play with his son. So do the Lakers take him or does LeBron leave? Because the interview, the interview from the last game when they got booted out of the playoffs, the last game when they asked about his future, he didn't give a comment and he looked like, I'm out. And now they switch another coach. I don't know. I don't know if he stays.
With LeBron, I don't know. I'm
keep talking, bro. I'm going to give you something to drink. Keep going.
Yeah. It's hard to dislike him, but it's more or less the fact that, you know, I can't explain it. It's hard. And, you know, he's been in the league for 20-something years now. I mean, he got the league in like 03, 04. And it's just, I don't know, it's just hard for me to, I mean, I respect him. I respect what he done for the game. And he's a scoring champ, all-time scoring leader. But, yeah, when you play 22 seasons, you better be something.
Yeah, you should break, statistically, you should break even the backboard.
Right. I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean, I like LeBron to a certain extent. I just hate all the petty foul, the petty flops and all that bullshit. I think that's going to tarnish his legacy more than anything. Like, if he's out there bald every night, he's a fucking man.
I do agree. We've always talked about that, too. He's always been a monster. At any point of the game is yours. I know you want to facilitate and take over, not take over and you know, get your team involved. I get all that. That's beautiful basketball, but there has to be a quarter, whether it's the first or the fourth, that you just completely fucking take over.
Right.
Kobe had that kind of killer mentality. I like this Anthony Edwards kid. He has that fucking mentality. And when he gets it, you know, some guys around him that can help around too. It'll be great, but
I'm not sold on Anthony Edwards.
I am. Yet. Shit me, I am.
I can't be. He didn't do shit when he was with the damn Golden State. And then now everybody all hyped up on him for what he did in one half of a season. Because the first half of the season, he didn't do shit.
I mean, I don't know, man. He turned it on, man.
Yeah, he turned it on now. But, I mean, he got to show me next year he can do it. It's almost like a Ja Morant. Ja Morant came in. Everybody was kind of iffy about him, and he came out busting heads ever since.
Right.
So, what are y'all doing? Let me do it. Like, come on, man. Just want to be outside, man.
It's all good, man. I'm not worried about it. But I do know what you mean, bro. But, again, you know, I know the Timberwolves, you know, the Nuggets put them back in their place, and it is what it is. You know, they won. It was a good game. Nuggets won. They deserved it. But he gets a couple pieces around him. He's something else. I just don't – going back to what I'm saying about Bronny, Bronny comes into the league. I think he's just another average player. I think he's going to get drafted higher because of his father. And teams are going to be like, yo, let's try to get him. But, you know, what's the point of this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
But Bronny is like – I knew he wasn't 6'4". Bryce is 6'6".
Yeah.
And Bryce Towers over Bronny.
I think Bronny's a good 6'1 or 6'2.
He's 6'1.
Yeah, that's what
he measured at 6'1 at the combine.
Oh, I thought. Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, even at USC, man, he's stroking him when nobody's in his face. But then you turn around and, you know, we played at USC. He couldn't hit a shot if he wanted to. He had his games where he did. He shot good from the 3-point range, but, you know, like,
he didn't dominate USC either, bro.
No, his game is going to be outside.
Oh, absolutely.
It has to be.
I think you're looking at Bronny James / Steph Curry. Not as great as Steph Curry. I'm just saying that kind of role where he's got to stay outside and shoot.
Yeah, because, I mean, Steph Curry can get inside the paint. He can make it happen. I don't see Bronny doing. He's too out of control when he gets into the lane.
It's just another part of the game he has to learn.
Right, and then he had a 40.5 inch vert. I mean, damn,
yeah,
your boy could jump.
Yeah,
but I mean, he ain't. But he's not 6'1" Allen Iverson.
No, I agree. Yeah,
Allen Iverson says he's 6'1", but he was a monster.
Allen Iverson was always a monster. That shit is not fair.
Right, and so he don't have. He said, I don't think he has that killer mentality because his dad don't have it, and so he don't have that takeover button.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, with Bronny, now I'm a Magic fan. If my Magic drafts him and then we get LeBron, we're going to the finals. We're going to win.
Sure.
I mean,
just like the prediction I saw the other day. I don't know if you saw it, man. I saw the prediction of like the Jets. Everybody's got predicted that the Jets will go to the Super Bowl and win this year because Aaron Rodgers is, you know, coming back and he has no more injuries. So. Now they're going to go do what they were supposed to do last year. And I'm like, hey, slow your fucking – you got to get out your fucking division. Stop what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, and on top of that, you did not address your offensive line issues.
Fuck no. Fuck no. This man – listen to me. This man is liable to get hurt again.
Right.
This, you know what I'm saying? And if we see Aaron Rodgers at least play 4 games, 5 games, 6 games, and then get hurt again – it's time to hang it up, Bo. It's a wrap. But you got to play Buffalo twice. You got to play Miami twice. You know, the Patriots, okay, they're trying to do some, you know, this first year. We'll see how it goes. But, like, that whole quarterback, first of all, let's talk about that quarterback dynamic inside that division. Rodgers has got to try to make a comeback here to prove that, you know, he was worth the money. Tua has to prove that he was worth the money. We should never give him that much.
No.
We should never get to
it. Y'all should have did what the Jags doing to freaking Lawrence. You picked up your fifth year option, yeah. But you gotta earn your big payday. So
I agree. I agree. I'm glad we made the playoffs twice, but we get boot first round every year. This fucking sucks.
Right.
You're not giving me that money. We added Odell Beckham and I'm like, oh, good. Great. He's a faster Hines Ward. This is great. This is what are we going to do with this guy?
You put him in a slot.
Of course. And then hopefully he draws somebody to cover him. But again, you know, he only had 546 yards total last year.
Total. But he played for the Browns.
Man. No, 14. he played for the Ravens last year with Zay Flowers.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But but he missed how many games last year, too?
He missed about 4 or 5. Games, yeah, 6 years later.
So yeah,
I don't know, man. We'll see how that goes. Then you got Buffalo over there I don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
They're in a rebuilding stage, I guess. Because when you get rid of Diggs, that was your guy.
Yeah, man.
And you replace him with Keon Coleman.
We talked about it 1,000 times on this podcast, and I think it was a year or two ago when we sat there and said, you can tell by the body language Stephon Diggs does not want to be there anymore. You could tell when you see players arguing with each other on live television, knowing that they're on television and they can't work out some shit or sit down and talk about it, oh, it's time to go. You saw, we've seen that story a million times.
Yeah, and I mean, I just feel like when you play with Keon Coleman, he didn't even dominate with the Seminoles. You're 6'7".
Their best receiver, but yeah, didn't dominate that one. Yeah.
He didn't dominate, yeah. So it's like you're 6'7". Yeah, but I don't mean anything. And then Or you lose your other receiver, old boy that came to us to the Jags.
Who?
So the number two receiver.
I see his number in my head. I can't even think of the name. Shit.
Yeah, I can't think of a freaking name either.
Bill's Mafia is gonna kill us tomorrow. But yeah.
Yeah, but he's a Jag now.
Yeah.
So it's like you guys, one and two.
You guys load up pretty nicely.
Man, look, I love the way we drafted. Mm-hmm. I love our pickups. But it's just like with Trevor Lawrence, it's like, how many weapons can we put around you? Gabe Davis, that's his name.
That's what Gabe Davis, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like Gabe Davis came in to replace, what's his name, Calvin Ridley.
Right.
That's fine. But then we draft another receiver who I love, old boy Thomas from LSU. I love Michael Thomas.
Right.
So, yeah. But, I mean, we keep putting all these pieces around Lawrence. So throw to him, not the other team.
Yeah.
Okay, you throw for 20 something touchdowns, but you also thrown, what, 15 interceptions. So it's like it offsets itself. Yeah. So it makes it like, well, you know, like we put in pieces. We address our offensive line. We address our defense, our corner issue, everything else. So it's like, let's see what we can do this year. Yeah. So
I agree with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Your schedule looks pretty tough. I mean, kind of tough, I guess. I mean, let's see here. Week one is Miami, at Miami. You got Cleveland next. Let's see. You have, who's this? You have Buffalo, Houston. The first four games, you might come out of that game fucking 1-4, bro, to be honest with you. You got some,
no, not.
Bro, you got some dogs. I mean, this is a hell of a schedule right now.
We're going to beat Buffalo.
Okay.
Right. Who's our? All right, go.
You have Miami week one.
We're gonna beat y'all. We already beat y'all last year.
No, you're not gonna beat us. We're gonna Cleveland week two.
We're gonna beat Cleveland.
Buffalo and then Houston.
We'll come out 3-1.
I think you only beat Cleveland in that one.
Yeah, right. We'll come out at least 2-2. So
I don't know. Houston looks like a fucking Super Bowl team on paper.
Houston is just loading the fuck up. I don't know what the
them
hell
bitches are creating players over there.
I don't know what the hell DeMarco Ryan. I don't know what the hell he got going on over there, but everybody wants to go to Texas.
I think you go on a win streak at week five. You have Indy, Chicago, New England, Green Bay. Green Bay is a toss up, maybe, but Indianapolis, you guys beat. Chicago, you beat. New England, you beat.
I don't really care what the first half of the season looks like. Mm-hmm. For us, it's the last half. We went 7-2 last year.
Your cake on the second half.
And then it don't matter because we were cake second half last year, and we lost every game but one last year. We went in the second half of the year. So you talking about after
the bye week or a certain week? Which one are you talking about?
For us, it's after we get back from London. We lost every game after that.
The last year, right? Yeah. This year, week 12 is your week 12. Like, you got your bye week, and then you play Houston, Tennessee, New York, Las Vegas, Tennessee again, and then you close out with Indianapolis.
So I'm not worried about Tennessee anymore because they ain't got Derrick Henry.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about Tennessee.
New
so
coach, new offense, right, all that stuff.
Yeah. Right. So I'm not too stressed about Tennessee.
I don't think you're stressed about New York either.
Which one? Giants?
Giants. No, this is – wait, this is the Jets.
Oh, I will beat the Jets.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think you should be too worried about those.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing that much. He ain't going to make it there.
That man might not make it to week 15, huh?
Nah, not at all.
That's crazy. So. That's crazy. I mean, you're right, man. God, I hope he doesn't – oh, man, I hope he doesn't screw the pooch on this one. I hope he doesn't. Let me see my Miami team. Like, what do we have going on here? Miami,
Y'all should be coming to us this year, right? We came to y'all last year.
Well, the first game is in Miami.
Oh, so y'all came to – no?
Yeah, because we play y'all in Miami.
I thought y'all came.
No, our first two games are at home. Our first game is on Sunday against you guys in Miami, and then we turn around and play on Thursday against Buffalo at 8:15 at night. We're the Thursday night game.
All right, so y'all should be 2-0.
And then we play Seattle, Tennessee, New England.
I might get out of there undefeated.
Yep, and this is where I fucking hate the schedule after this, only because week six is our bye week. Week fucking six, bro. And then fucking 12 games. Like, that's too goddamn much.
Yeah, that's why I don't care. They're talking about wanting to make 18 games. That's a lot. You got to give them two bye weeks.
No shit. Like, give me two of them, bro. I agree with you. Because this is bullshit right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, 12 straight weeks of football. We're going to be banged up by the time we get to December again.
Right.
You know what I mean? It don't matter who we fuck. Like, after the bye week, our first game is Indianapolis, Arizona, Buffalo, Chargers, Raiders, Patriots, Green Bay, Jets, Houston, Niners, Cleveland, Jets again. Fuck out of here. Right. That's a lot of fucking games. Why would they bust our balls?
And the only thing that I worry about with the Jets, their defense is solid. Yeah. And they got a solid defense.
They're tough.
So.
Oh, listen to this shit. Look at Reggie's fucking team. God, he's got a bye week, week 11. That's fucking lovely.
Right.
That must be fucking nice. So he plays week one. The Bucks will play the Commanders, Detroit Lions, Denver, Philly, Atlanta, New Orleans, and then Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City, and Frisco by week 10. Week 11 is their bye week.
So the first four, they'll come out 2-2.
Yeah, they're going to get beat by Detroit, and they'll get beat by Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. Atlanta's still building. New Orleans still building. Baltimore by week 7.
I don't
seven.
Know. Atlanta might be better because they got Cousins. Mm. So they got a quarterback now.
That's right.
They could throw to Jake London and Pitts and all them cats now. So
that's true.
That might be a stretch too now.
That is, man. You know, the draft gave us a lot of quarterbacks, bro. And when you look at the quarterbacks that they gave us, you and I have been watching football for years. It's always dicey when you throw them into the game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be in fucking Coach Mayo over there at New England's shoes now that he got the rookie. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to be in shoes. When do you throw that kid in the game?
He gonna come out. He's gonna start.
Oh yeah, but do you think he should though?
Yes, they have nobody.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm not putting Zaxby out there, and I'm not. I mean, clearly they moved on from Mac Jones, so it's like.
Well, I mean, but as of right now, he's not the. They haven't named him a starter though. As of 12 hours ago, they haven't named him a starter yet.
Right, because they ain't even been in camp yet.
Well, bro, but you're
not gonna name a starter until camp.
Well, shit, me, that's not true.
He don't even know the playbook. now, if you got like who else drafted a quarterback? Needed a quarterback. Chicago.
Yeah.
He gonna start. Of course. Yeah. I mean, you're number one. You're gonna start. So of course, you know he's gonna be a starter.
Do you think it ever goes back to what it was when you draft a kid like that and you just let him sit behind somebody and learn?
Nope.
It's worked out for the Packers. It's worked out every – the Packers must have a quarterback recruiting guru in these war rooms. Because, man, every – think about it, bro. Since me and you've been alive, we've only known two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That we see. We've only seen two quarterbacks for the Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And now we're on Jordan Love for the last 2 years.
And the funny thing is, Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre for like the first four or five years,
something like that. Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jordan Love sat behind Rodgers for 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and so now I guess so. Probably within the next 2-3 years, they're going to draft as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Just let them sit and hang out, and but they do got a good backup. He played in the AFL.
See. Somebody over there knows how to recruit.
He won a championship in the AFL last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's their backup quarterback. And that joke can play.
And that's what I'm saying, though. They must have somebody that we don't know.
I watched AFL games, too, man.
They were pretty good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's always iffy and dicey, man,
when you're going to put a kid in. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Give him the keys to the Ferrari and he's only 20-something years old and tell him to lead us to a Super Bowl? I mean, and get us better? That's easier said than done, man.
I can't stand the Bears. I hate the fact that they would not put talent around Justin Fields.
Yeah, and he's...
Then you go draft Caleb Williams and then load him up with a fucking bunch of talent.
Yeah, of course.
It's like...
That just goes to show you what they thought of Justin Fields.
Right. And it's like, Justin Fields, I mean, he was a good quarterback at Ohio State. I liked him.
Right.
I thought he was a good quarterback for the Bears. He had nothing around him.
I agree.
And so now, you know, draft comes and you draft Caleb Williams and you draft another receiver. Then you put all these pieces around Caleb Williams You could have that shit this year with Justin Fields just to see what he would do with it.
I agree.
So, but I mean, I think he's going to be the starter at Pittsburgh anyway. So,
well, I mean, again, bro, it goes back to show you, like, I don't know what happens to Justin Fields, but I really liked him as a quarterback. And they do this shit all the time. Like, when Miami was in their little slump and we were trying to legally recruit fucking Tom Brady, you know, all of a sudden they have all, you know, all the money in the world. Same thing happened with the Bucks and Winston. As soon as Winston left, oh, they drafted everybody. They recruited everybody to come over to the Bucks. You seen more players running over here, man, than you do seen. I mean, it was just crazy. You just see players running after another one, another sign. You're like, God damn, I mean, where the money? Where was this last year?
Because everybody wanted to play for Tom Brady,
right? But it shows you that one guy can change the entire franchise and make people want to come play for them. So Winston clearly wasn't the guy. So you removed him. Tom Brady comes. Everybody comes running. Tom Brady leaves. Everybody left.
Everybody comes, signs for 1 year, less money than they should be making, but they knew they were going to get a ring.
Absolutely.
That's why they came.
Yeah, and everybody rode the coattails. I get it. That's what happened to Justin Fields. He's put in that situation. And I'm not surprised we're going to see Justin Fields again. And oh, he's resurrected his career. And it's like, yo, he didn't do shit to his career. He didn't do nothing to harm it. God damn.
I mean, y'all get mad at him because he threw an interception. It's like, I mean, if you go through get tape, because I was looking at, so what was I watching? I saw something on YouTube about him. But I forgot how many interceptions he thrown last year. If you go look at the fifth, half his interceptions weren't even his fault. Mm. Either the receiver dropped it or tipped it and went in the air, got picked, or they're supposed to run a certain route and Justin threw one way and the receiver like cut off his route or whatever.
Yeah, just not on the same page.
It wasn't his fault. And so it's like, what were y'all? I mean, hell, he ran for 1,000 yards 2 years ago, but it's like y'all never put nothing around him. Right. Dog, he's been in the league, 4 years? He had 4 different OCs.
Yep.
Like, what you expect from the man? Like, geez, give him some stability, give him some players around him, and see what the man can do.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's unfortunate, man. It's gonna be I think this is, and we might say this every year, but this year in particular, man, everything's been turned around and twisted and turned and everybody went everywhere. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what comes out of the NFL.
Yeah.
Because the only team that still stick together, they could do it again if they want to, was the Chiefs. The Chiefs are still together. They're still doing their thing. You know, they signed another good receiver, the fastest guy at the combine. So they still got young Pacheco. They still have their ways. I mean, it's still Kansas City, and everybody else is trying to mimic or have those pieces together. And it's gonna be very interesting to see what team tries to emerge out of this stuff. I don't think Dallas is the only team I didn't see add that much. I something about Ezekiel Elliott, but I didn't read up on it. I was like, they're freaking nuts.
Right.
But okay, and they're making. I don't know if you saw it. It was pretty funny when they did the schedule reveal with their FaceTime and their fans or the fans that they're going to be playing. I thought that was pretty freaking hilarious. I thought it was funny. But you're not intimidating nobody. It's the same team. So what do you can't – what results do you expect to happen? You know what I mean?
Right. You didn't add shit during free agency. I mean, hell, Philadelphia loaded the fuck up on free agency. I mean, they're ready for war this year. I mean, you got Saquon. You picked up another receiver. You fixed your defense issues.
Yeah.
I mean, they went and got everybody available on free agency. Mm. I mean, why won't y'all do that? Like, I know my dad, he's a Cowboy fan. He was pissed all offseason so far because of the fact that they didn't do anything. They didn't try to pick up nobody. They didn't sign nobody. I was listening to another podcast. I ain't gonna mention no names because they don't ever give us no shout outs. Anyway,
right.
I was listening to a podcast. Derrick Henry was on there.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry just moved to Dallas. Mm. He wants to play for Dallas. Mm-mm. But he said Jerry Jones never called. Dallas never called him.
That's, at all. But see what I'm saying? And the Cowboy fans are going to sit here for another fucking year telling us that, you know, we're them boys. This is our time. They're going to say this again. And I'm telling you, man, we have to listen to all this crap. And you didn't add players when you had the chance. Let me ask you something. And let's look at it from both sides of the coin. Do you think Derrick Henry is worth signing? Do you think he's old and rusted? He can't do nothing else?
No, he's still good.
Okay. So then, do you think he can get reps with Pollard over at Dallas Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
But I thought Pollard left.
Yeah, no, I know. But at the time, he wasn't. When Henry made the announcement that he's leaving, Pollard was still there. Pollard did leave, but I'm saying this is at that time. I'm trying to get the time frame of when you're trying to, okay, should we go get Derrick Henry? You know what I mean?
Right.
So Pollard's there. Can he get split carries? Absolutely. Absolutely. Does Derrick Henry help you win football games?
Yes.
Is he a player that not only puts butts in the seats, but everybody wanted to see what he does with that line that Dallas has? Do you think Henry rushes for over 1,000 or maybe 2,000 yards?
Maybe not 2,000, but I'll give him 1,500.
Okay, sure. Easy. So let's get this straight. What did we name, or could you name anything that's negative about bringing Derrick Henry there?
Not other than the fact that he has a lot of wear, but he's still Derrick Henry. He's still going to demand a full box one, which is going to open up the outside. So you open up the outside, what's going to happen? Oh, that ain't going to spread out. Now you've run lanes, Derrick Henry.
Okay, so
man runs a 4.4.
So with saying that,
four-four. So
what? What could they be thinking about? Was for them? For listen to me. If he would have said they gave me a call, we just couldn't get a deal worked out. Then it becomes okay. Well, maybe Derrick wanted a little bit more money than he's worth. Maybe. But to sit there and say they never even called me,
nope.
Like, as a Dallas fan, how does that not make you sick to your stomach?
I have no idea. And he said the Ravens tried to trade for him during the middle of the season last year before the deadline.
Oof.
But the Ravens, but Tennessee shot him down.
Son
of a bitch. He said that's the reason why he chose the Ravens, plus it was grandma's favorite color, purple.
Mm-hmm.
But because they wanted him. He went to where he was wanted.
Right, exactly. So this is my thing. The only other reason I could think of, and I it's a shitty reason, it's a really bad reason, is that you just saw probably pretty much good greatness out of Derrick Henry, and you don't want to come there to, whatever, salt on Emmitt Smith's legacy. That's the only thing I think of, because there's nothing else. Does he have bad locker room behavior? That maybe they know something we don't know? Like, what possible? I was asking for the Dolphins to go get him, but nope. We go get freaking 32-year-old Odell Beckham with a torn ACL, you know, injury. We'll go get him. We'll go get him for the wide receivers, which lets me know we're not going to run the ball whatsoever. So we'll go get him. I wanted Derrick Henry. Like you just described, Derrick Henry's in the backfield. You have to load the box. You can't go cover two. And if you do, they're going to run the shit out the ball. But if you try to zero down, we're going to throw the shit out the ball.
Right.
What do you
do? They got good receivers. They got great receivers. So I mean, you're benefiting Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, all these receivers. They're going to be happy to have Derrick Henry because they're going to see six man, seven man, eight man in the box all the time. You're going to see single coverage all the time for the most part.
Well,
I mean, I don't understand why. That's one thing I didn't get either. Like, I wanted my Jags to get them. Hell, I'd have got Derrick Henry with Tony Pollard.
Right.
Now you could say the tread left on Derrick Henry for the end of the season and just let him pound teams in the season.
Yeah.
And so you let him split carries. And because, I mean, NFL became a two-back league now. Derrick Henry was toting it all on his own for the majority of his time at Tennessee. So, hell, get that man a break. You got another good running back to back him up and – just let him do his thing. Like, honestly, to keep the hot back in and just keep going. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have minded that. So, I mean, hell, he's a running back, of course. So, I mean, hell, going to the Ravens ain't gonna hurt him because they're a running team. They've been the best running team for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So adding with a committee of backs. Now, right. They didn't have one back other since they had Ray Rice.
Right.
So now you put him in the mix along with what's his name?
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
this movement here, and I know they can't see it on the podcast, but me sticking a football, like they do the read option, me sticking this football freezes eight guys.
Yes.
It freezes eight guys. The four linemen, five linemen, the three linebackers, whatever you're 4-4, whatever you're running, 3-4. This freezes 5 to 7 people right here. Just doing this to Derrick Henry. This freezes everybody. Oh, and you're going to crash this? Okay, I'm going to pull this ball and get around you, and I might dump it to Zay Flowers or somebody else. Or I'm going to run this for 60 yards because I have the speed to do it.
Right. Or it you make one wrong move at a linebacker, and that scene, the lineman get the second level, he's given, and he's gone.
He's out of there. You're not going to catch
you get a second level with Derrick Henry without you touching him, he's gone.
Yeah, he's going to get enough momentum. That juggernaut's right. Unstoppable. I agree. Football's gonna be pretty amazing to see. The last thing is, before we get out of here, bro, was I don't know if you watched the fight last night. Do you like watching boxing at all?
Yeah, when it's good.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I still watch the heavyweights. I know, boxing wasn't what it like when we were kids growing up with, you know, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield. You know, but I still like watching, you know, the heavyweight at least. I feel like that's the most respected division. Not to say anything else about the other guys, but a lot of people watch the heavyweight fights. You know what I mean? And I'm not even going
to. I was going to text you last night. I did catch glimpses of it every now and then.
Yeah.
And I did catch the parts when Tyson was getting baby deer legged.
Yeah.
I was going to text you. I'm like, God, he looks out of shape. He looks
completely. Oh, man. He just. It looks like he was like, okay, I'll get through this fight. We'll do a second fight. You know what I mean? We're gonna see how this goes. Make more money. You know, I can't even not pronounce the guy's name that won, but
right.
But he did a good job. He was able to knock down Fury twice. It was pretty good. Staying along boxing. Tyson and Jake Paul, man. What are we doing? What are we fucking doing? I don't think Tyson needs to do the. People say, "Oh, Tyson doesn't need to do it for the money." Fuck out of here! Everybody does this shit for the money,
right?
Don't tell me this is for pride.
But I think Jake Paul's gonna get knocked the fuck out,
bro. I don't think. No. Let me rephrase this, and I don't want people to think I'm a hater. Can Mike Tyson knock out Jake Paul? Yes. Will they allow him because of some contract that he signed? No.
No, they already said it was. I mean, it's a sanctioned fight. So you think Tyson's gonna win that on his record? They lost to a YouTuber. Nah,
I don't see it.
Like this is gonna be on their record, professional record. I don't see it. Yeah. I think he's gonna knock Jake Paul out with a body shot. He won't uppercut him.
Right.
He'll knock him out with a body shot. Because if he uppercut Jake Paul, he's knocking his head off.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, bro. Don't get me wrong. I see all the training videos of Mike doing his thing now. It looks amazing. You know what I'm saying? I know Mike can knock this kid out. If Mike takes longer than the first round, he's carrying Jake Paul.
Oh, he's going to carry Jake Paul.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to pull a Mayweather and carry the fight to at least the third or fourth round. And then he's going to inflict pain.
Third or fourth round?
That way people get their money's worth. He ain't going to knock him out in the first round.
This is the shit I'm talking about, man. If I'm Mike Tyson and I am known as one of the greatest or maybe the very great Hall of Fame boxer, I am not taking longer than 2 minutes to knock out Jake Paul.
Exactly.
I might be 62 years old, but, you know, God bless Mike Tyson for looking how great he looks at 62, moving the way he moves. I mean, that just shows you that.
I thought he was 57.
Say again?
I thought he was 57.
Oh, maybe he is. I'm sorry. Did I say 62? I'm sorry. 57 years old.
I don't know how old he is.
He probably is. God bless Mike Tyson. God bless him for for one to get in the ring at his age. You know what I'm saying? Let me look it up here for you, bro. Yeah, he's 57. God bless him for getting in the ring. And he looks great. I'm not taking long. I'm going to get in the ring. I'm going to get up on Jake Paul, and I'm going to give him that famous left hook, and I'm going to put this motherfucker down. I'm not waiting. I don't care about what money you put in. Once that bell rings, that money's mine now.
Yep. I'm not playing. You know his combination. He on left jab. Yeah. He on left hook here to the body twice, and then hit you with the uppercut. Boom.
That's it.
And rock and sock him.
And everybody wants to see Jake Paul fall. Everybody wants to see this kid perform. I mean, who doesn't?
Well, Mike Tyson said he has not had sex in how many months, and he hasn't smoked weed to keep him calm. So many months has he been training. Mike Tyson gonna come out and try to kill this dude.
Listen to me. I can only hope. I only hope he does it. Matter of fact, let me show you what they were talking about here. Let me see if I can put this on here. This is what they were talking about at the, the media day that they do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They do media here. Let me see if you can hear this. Tell me if you can hear this, bro. Let me see. All right, there we go. Here's Jake Paul. Here's Mike. Talking. All right, we're talking now.
Same question. People keep saying that this fight is scripted.
Let's see.
Come on, fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake Paul.
I'm gonna tell you now. It's something. It's something scripted. I guarantee you. The reason why I'm saying that.
It has to be.
He's too calm, and I just feel like what's gonna happen is he's going. There's money somewhere. Somebody's gonna bet against Jake Paul.
I'm betting against Jake Paul. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna put some money down.
I mean, not bet against Jake Paul. What is I'm looking for? Jake Paul's going to get paid another way. He's going to get I can't – because everybody's going to bet for Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
So the money line is going to be low as shit because everybody and their mom is betting on him.
Right.
So Jake Paul's going to make money on the side somehow when if he loses.
Right.
So I don't know. I hope it's not.
I hope it's not either. I really, like I'm saying, bro, I'm fucking Mike Tyson. Wait, that sounded wrong. I am the heavyweight champ, Mike Tyson. I am not taking this long with this kid. I'm just not going to do it. I'm gonna deliver body blows, and I'm going to make you hurt. That's it. Yeah. There's no reason to keep this going.
He broke his sparring partner's ribs with the rib cage on.
Yes.
So, I mean, he still has power.
Yes.
I mean, the power is still there. I mean, his sparring partner had the rib cage on and he broke four ribs. Like, who does that?
I know. So, and that's what I'm saying. I want to see. I don't want to wait long. I want this to be hurt. I want him to hurt, man.
And it's on Netflix, and I got Netflix. So they better not make me pay for the fight. Because I got Netflix.
They're going to... No. Absolutely, you're going to pay for the fight. Absolutely. What do you mean you're not going to pay for the fight?
What you mean? Everybody got Netflix.
Listen to me, bro. They're gonna make you pay for the fight. I got ESPN Plus. I still got to pay for the fight.
Wait, because it's on ESPN.
No, what I'm saying is... But it still doesn't matter. You have ESPN Plus lets you see all the stuff up until the fight is ready. And then you have to click the link. It's the same thing with Netflix.
Netflix better not.
Oh, it is, bro. What you think Netflix is not going to make money off of this?
They are. All the subscribers.
Right. So what do you, what, I'm saying, what are you talking about? Of course they're going to sit there and do this, man.
They better not.
Absolutely. They better not. Bro, you true.
They better. They make me pay for the Tom Brady roast. That
because that's not
wounds.
Live. That's not live.
Yes, it was. Both of them were live.
But that, but okay, this is going to make a lot more money, though. Is it not?
Yeah, I guess.
It's going to make a lot more money.
If I got paid for it, I ain't watching.
Hey, man, I say July 20th, I head over there, and I'll pay for it. We watch it together.
No, I'm not even going to be in town. I'm be in North Carolina.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm watching that fight.
I'm going to pull the iPad out or something. I'll be in the hotel. Pull the iPad out.
I'm doing work.
Right. Jeez.
Oh, man. It's funny. It's funny, man. It's going to be a great fight. I think it'll be a good fight either way. I just want to see this. Just knock this white boy out one time, man. Just let's get this. Let's get it done. You know what I mean? Let's just get it done. Let's see how it goes. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that's all the time I got, man. You know, we ran over a little bit, but we got to do more of these. So every Monday, fresh episode, every Monday, we will do one. And then we'll sneak one in there. I got some things I'm trying to work on to get people back on here to talk during the day. Summer's coming up, so this is going to be a lot easier to do as far as, you know, during the day or whatever. And getting everything done and doing some live stuff. And then look out for our reaction videos, too, on certain content. So we'll be fine there, too, man. But we got to get Reggie back out. I know he's been chasing the bag, man. I got to get my guy back out here and talk to him a little bit and see what he thinks.
Yeah, man. Get his perspective on things.
Yeah, man. I miss him, man. I miss arguing with him a lot, too.
Yeah. Especially in the off-season.
Especially the off-season. But like I said, man, take care of family. Take care of everybody else. If you know somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, hit them up. Make sure they're doing okay. Other than that, man, we out of here. Peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to On the Clock Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at On the Clock Radio. Y'all be cool. See you next time.